Kringle Talks Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can find all of our episodes on ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks. This is our new Christmas episode. Sit back, grab a hot drink, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Christmas Day, the 25th of December. The big day is finally here, and we can all now celebrate with our friends and family what a joyous and beautiful day it is always, always going to be. What a year it's been, and what a season we've had. Honestly, it's been a successful third season here on Kringle Talks Christmas, and I genuinely, honestly, can't wait for season four to begin. I hope, however, you're celebrating it, you're celebrating it with loved ones and having the best time. This year has been a special one for me. We kicked off the season in June during Leon Day, the halfway point. I then uncovered the histories behind the gingerbread before talking about the UK Christmas markets, in which I actually did visit Winter Wonderland this year, and well, let's just say my wallet didn't thank me afterwards. The next month I spoke about a 90s UK Christmas, being a 90s baby and all, and then it was on to Christmas Podcast Day. The collective got together and spoke about their versions of A Christmas Carol. I moved on to Lapland and uncovered some mysteries about the UK's very own version. I put out a special I did with Jerry D from Totally Rad Christmas before having another special, this time with Adam from Merry Britsmas, which linked quite well into my episode about the Band-Aid song, Do They Know It's Christmas Time? And this week, the run-up to Christmas Day has been all systems go. We kicked off the week with a Victorian Christmas before delving into the best Red Christmas UK stories, which was influenced by the Victorian times, and ended on a UK Christmas dinner. And the first song ever played in space? Jingle Bells. Honestly, what a season it's been. Honestly, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone who's joined me on this journey, and I genuinely can't wait to see you all in 2024. I was about to say 2023 there. Next year. From me to you, Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.